you said convene the joint interim committee on ballot measure 9-3. It's January 12th, 2016, on or about, what is it? It's 11:31 a.m. in the morning. We're in the hearing room 174. And I will open an organizational meeting for purposes of adopting rules. So I am simply going to an organizational meeting to adopt the rules. That's all. The rules have been placed in front of each member, hard copy, I believe, Representative Fagan, Representative Kinnemer. These are, I think, standard joint interim committee rules. They are at your disposal. What I will suggest is if there are any objection, we have a motion on at least adopting the rules, then we will stand at ease for purposes of dealing with the subject matter of today's committee hearing. So, I'm looking at rules. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1 through 7, which describes how should we conduct our business as a committee. Not to be obnoxious here, but I think the body language is okay. Is there any discussion on the rules? Representative Fagan, do you have a motion on the rules?
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the joint interim committee rules as laid out here in 1 through 7.
Thank you. Representative Fagan has moved that the rules be officially adopted. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection? The motion is carried. The rules have been officially adopted. I will now close the organizational meeting, and the committee will stand at ease while members we're now back on the record, as I say, for the joint interim committee on the ballot measure 93. We had been standing at ease to allow consideration, evaluation of proposed statement, and so we're now back on record, and the meeting is in compliance with public meetings law.
Mr. Chair, in the intervening period of time, with the work of Representative Kinnemer, I helped him draft some changes, which are now projected on screen and are on the dais, so that's what you have in front of you.
Can you read that, Peter?
I'm fine. So what's... Are you worried about me reading it or what?
No, I just want to make sure that you could, because I know sometimes you have trouble with a small text. And, that's all. Didn't mean that. I'm sorry. Shamia, what do you think? We're on the record, right?
Yes, we are
so
very
we can
much
now
on the
have
record.
A discussion. I guess I wanted to revise this. I felt like this was not good advocacy and didn't deal with some of the factual concerns. And I also wanted to not get carried away in advocacy, because I think this was a bill that was produced somewhat reluctantly, but out of concern for the failure of the community to be able to move forward, and fear that they would continue not to be able to move forward, and in response to those who felt like the way to move forward was to disincorporate. And so I've tried to reflect that in this very hastily constructed draft. And I'm open to a million changes or none or whatever. This is right off the cuff without a chance to. I would note I tried to get this done yesterday and didn't receive it until literally I was sitting here at the dais. So I haven't had much time to reflect on it, but I think this sort of gives my view of why this is about and why the Oregon legislature would suggest a yes vote. However, I don't think we were wildly crazy about the measure. It was seen as a necessary thing to give the people of Damascus an opportunity to determine, to make self-determination and to decide whether it was in their best interest to continue trying to develop as a city or just to give up the cause.
I agree. I would add that while Representative Kinnemer and I, who really sponsored the bill and worked it through the Capitol, don't have a vested interest one way or the other in the outcome, I felt that, at least I'll speak for myself, that I was certainly working on behalf of some citizens of Damascus and advocating for them, who felt like the current process was not giving them a chance to really, you know, they had attempted before to disincorporate the city, and it turns out that, you know, they didn't get this certain kind of double majority threshold that they required. So they came to us to say, look, we want a chance to vote on this. We need a chance to vote on this. So please, you know, give us this chance. I think these changes look good. A couple of additional things I would add on the new line 15, just to make that sentence accurate.
Okay, please.
I think it's both without a comprehensive plan and with the current restraints of the charter.
Thank you.
Taxes and fees cannot be authorized to be spent on certain capital projects and other critical services, because it's not just the disincorporation. It's also they have in their charter that they can't, the budget basically can't grow over the 2010 budget, not even adjusted for inflation. So essentially every year they have to cut critical services even as the tax pot grows. I think that, so that's just one minor change. In addition, somewhere in the second paragraph, perhaps after explaining what a yes vote does, maybe in somewhere in the 26 to 27, I think that kind of in a reference to line 15, I think it's worth mentioning that, I don't know how to articulate this, but so this just being the idea, not necessarily the suggested language yet, Richard, but as, you know, because of the current charter, the tax, essentially the assets of the city have continued to grow. So I think it's important for people to understand that they are getting some of that money back because they've essentially paid taxes to a not fully functioning city, and that they will get some of that, you know, and after the net assets of, you know, after the obligations of the city are fulfilled, that the, you know, excess dollars will be returned to taxpayers. Again, I can't articulate that exactly, but I think it's important to mention that, because that is part of the reason that we passed this. They have this weird charter, doesn't allow them to actually invest in their city. And so I think that might be important just to mention that. But I agree with Representative Kinnemer, not in a way that sounds like, hey, you get a check back, not in like an overly advocating position, but just to say, in addition, a yes vote directs the city to, and we can maybe draft as I'm talking here. Cause Bill,
I think you're doing great.
Okay. So yes. I'll wait till Richard has a second, too. No problem. But I think all the changes are good. I think this is much more accurate and less biased account. So maybe in, let's see. So 24 says a yes vote on the measure. And then maybe on line 25 between jurisdiction and given, add a sentence. And say, I'll just, in addition, a yes vote directs the city to pay all outstanding legal obligations.
All outstanding obligations.
Outstanding obligations. And do we need to put the Clackamas County?
And work with Clackamas County to transfer assets.
Maybe say and transfer. Right. I mean, if this sentence is just about the money, maybe just in to pay all outstanding obligations and transfer a limited amount of funds, because it is capped, to Clackamas County for continuation of city services, or for continuation of services, and excess.
And to return any excess
City funds.
To the taxpayers.
To the property taxpayers, yeah. Taxpayers. To the original property taxpayers.
To the Damascus property.
Was not, yeah, to Damascus property tax payers. So let me see how that reads. In addition, a yes vote directs the city to pay all outstanding obligations. Although, in a technical sense, does it direct the county? I forget if the county actually does those things. I I forget if the county is actually going to be the one administering the payment of the debts, I think.
Oh, the city is required to pay some of their debts.
Right,
the county
okay.
finishes it.
That's okay. So, yes, vote direct the city to pay all and transfer a limited amount of funds to Clackamas County for continuation of services. And to... Okay, so it directs the city to pay... I think the two that's on 17 between and return should not be there. So the directs the city to pay, transfer, and return.
That's a great way to say.
Yeah. So yeah, delete the word to in between and return. There we go.
And then I have one more little technical correction.
Although now the sentence after that might not make as much sense because I think that's tied. Okay. And that's what you're going to deal with?
No.
Okay. So go ahead and give them your thing, and I'll read through that.
Are we up to speed thus far, Richard?
I think so.
Okay. I'd like to go back to the second paragraph and change formal to initial incorporation. The word is formal, and I think it should be initial incorporation.
Yeah, because formal is redundant because incorporation is formal.
Yeah.
Given the problem...
Should we have this printed and then?
I don't think that's necessary. I think that, I mean, if you want to, so that it's in terms of maybe we could see it without the redacted changes.
What? You need to have it.
We need to have it printed anyhow.
Okay.
To reflect.
Yeah.
Formally and officially, the dialogue has been taking place between Representative Fagan and Representative Kenner.
Representative Kenner, I'm sorry. What did you want me to do with that word formal?
Change it to initial.
So again, we need to stand at ease until this can be officially.
Just so I'm clear, the committee would like to save these changes, make this the current version of the draft.
One more word change. Okay. Are you done, Representative Kenner?
I at this moment.
Okay, I would say
I need to review it because I think we need to do more wordsmithing. But
okay.
Close.
On line 26, before charter, I think it should say city charter, just so it's clear for people that it's a city charter, not something to do with the legislature. And the constraint in the city charter that makes such action unlikely. The legislature recommends a yes vote on ballot measure 93. Okay. Yeah, I think we're ready to see an additional draft.
Yeah, I think we're getting close.
So,
sorry, this takes so long, Peter.
Committee Administrator Denneman, are you putting up there under lights these changes as they speak?
Mr. President, the changes are struck through or underlined. If you would like a clean copy, I will be happy to generate one.
Yes. Okay. I want this record to be impeccable.
Thank you. That's great.
I'm sorry, Representative Fagan. I didn't see which where you're talking about.
Line 26, towards the end of the sentence, constraints in the add city before charter.
Am I not seeing?
Maybe I'm not. I guess I'm probably because I'm on my 26, which has changed now. So yeah, 27. No. Let's see. Let me find it.
In the chart,
line 29, right in front of that word charter.
Okay.
There we go. Sorry.
And then do what?
City.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so I will save this and make a clean copy, and then we can work off of the clean copy.
Yeah, accept the changes.
Perfect.
Okay.
Good work, Representative Kenner. Okay, but
we need to stand at ease so she can go get the copy.
We will now stand at ease for purposes of retrieving a copy of the... Back on record, we were standing at ease to evaluate the latest draft of the statement in support of ballot measure 9-3.
I do have one comment here in this first, actually technically the second paragraph. Should those be broken under additionally? There are three subsets. Should those be with semicolons, or should they be maybe made into sentences? I'm not sure for form how that reads, and whether that's, you know, this is going to be in a public document.
Was that a question?
I had put commas in there. Yeah, I agree, Representative Kinnemer.
So that wasn't a question. You're making a statement.
Yes, thank you, sir. Why don't we just put periods? So if we put a period, some residents have begun the process of disincorporating their properties from the city of Damascus, period. Then others have expressed the desire to do so but are currently legally unable.
Period. Others
able to do so? Do we need to add that?
I don't think it's necessary, but we can if you like.
Well,
it.
Well, what
it
do
sounds.
You think? Grammatically,
express
do we need
desire.
To? Okay.
Well, because I think it would be redundant to sound to say to do so twice.
Okay, and then capital while others hold out hope for full activation of their
or just or, get
should,
rid of while
others that makes it not while
and I would
others
actually
hold out hope for full activation of
and I would same. Actually just for sake of just pure clarity I would maybe change it to others hold out hope for passing a comprehensive plan because that's really
for passing a comprehensive plan and fully activating their city. How's
okay
that?
Yeah.
For a compromise. Okay,
so that's line six.
And I wonder if now that we have that line, if the last sentence of that paragraph starting on line 18 is maybe just unnecessary. Do you think that's because we kind of laid out the two different positions right there and then we could just maybe delete that sentence?
No, I think the reason we're doing this ballot measure is they don't know. They're stuck.
Okay.
They're stymied.
Okay.
And I think that's a good sentence. I mean, maybe could be wordsmith, but.
No, okay. I think that's a fine sentence. And more grammatic stuff, Richard. So on starting on line 14, let's see if it's still 14. Yeah. So comprehensive plan and with the current restraints of the, again, city charter, comma. Damascus residents are taxed yet. I wonder if there should be a comma after taxed. Damascus residents are taxed. Yet, the taxes and fees cannot be authorized to be spent. Just sounds wordy. Residents are taxed. How about maybe are taxed yet the money or the revenue instead of taxes and fees, just to try and take some words out of the revenue. Cannot be authorized to be spent on certain capital projects and the critical services.
Okay, and I have a couple of changes. On line 26, I'd like to change the word getting to creating. And then following city, I'd like to drop in place, just delete in place.
That's all my changes. I think I'm good.
I think this is about where we need to be. Yep. Can we ask that another copy be created and we have a recess while we do that? And then let's see if we can't vote this sucker out.
The committee will stand at ease as we prepare the latest iteration. Statement in support of Initiative 402, Ballot Measure 93.
Mr. Chair, I'd like just a couple of minutes or a minute or
for
two.
For sure. I mean, take as much time as you want, Representative Kinnemer.
Thank you, sir.
In evaluating the latest, shall we say, draft. Committee Administrator Donovan, what version is this, if I may ask? Have you been numbering them? I'm just curious.
I save them by the time that they're saved. I have my 10th version.
This is the 10th version. Thank
I save them every couple of minutes. Yes.
Thank you so much. I just was curious to know. That means Ashley's been on 10 runs.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have a couple of just grammatic changes.
Okay, I've read it, and I'm pretty happy. You have a couple of suggestions.
It's odd that we just don't have a proofreader, but okay. So on line 23, in addition, comma, a yes vote.
Oh, thank you. Good catch.
The end of line 24, funds to Clackamas County for the continuation of services. On line 25, and returns, plural. I guess it's not so much plural as just the tense of the verb or the possession. Okay. Returns any excess. And then starting on line 25, I just don't know if we need to take out two words or use commas, but let me just read the sentence. Given the problems and time involved to date in creating, I don't know if we need to just get rid of to date or to put a comma before and after it, because I don't think it works to just have it in there with no punctuation. Given the problems and time involved, comma, to date, comma, in creating a fully functioning city. Is that, Bill, Representative Kimmerer?
It's optional, and I would leave it the way it is. Given
okay.
the problems and time involved to date in creating a fully functioning city,
okay.
comma.
So you read it without pauses.
One,
okay.
That's all one phrase.
Okay.
Get rid and of constraints in the charter that makes such action. Actually, should we remove the comma before the and? I think that goes. I think it reads, given the problems and time involved to date in creating a fully functioning city and the constraints in the city charter that make such action unlikely, comma.
Okay.
I think we remove that other comma.
Would you agree that's proper? I think that's proper grammar.
Because that's all one statement. There were these two reasons.
Right. Okay.
Richard, are you? I didn't get a nod.
For sure. What do you think,
Mr. Chair, members of the committee? I'm not sure that, to the extent that I'm allowed to chime in, the constraints in the city charter might be an independent clause that should be set off by commas. But I'm not a grammatical expert.
For the record, I want it to be shown that when Representative Kenner refers to Richard, he's referring to Richard Donovan, who is the committee administrator.
And not a member of the committee at all.
And he can't vote, but he's a member of what we're trying to do.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. He's an expert in some of these grammatical matters, too.
He's also an expert in telling me what to do because he's got this choreographed.
Well, I'm happy with the way I constructed that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. I think another one, on line 13, on line 12 it says residents and business owners, and then on line 13 have been prevented from developing their properties. Shouldn't it be properties, plural, as opposed to property?
Well, I think it's property because property can be plural, too, their property.
Okay.
But I do think there's a mistake here in using the word business. Residents and property owners is what it should say. I'll tell you.
But if we're saying and property owners, then we could just take out residents and just say property owners, because nobody who's not a property owner has had a hard time developing their property, because if they're not a property owner, they don't have property. So it could just say property owners.
Residents could be in. Property owners are not necessarily residents. That's the reason I made the distinction.
Right, but okay. Throughout this time. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I really don't.
Okay.
That's
but
fine.
We'll change from business owners to property
owners.
Or maybe a better way to capture it, okay. Bill, would be, or excuse me, Representative Kennemer, would be, throughout this time, property owners, comma, residents and businesses alike. So it's.
I concede to a better solution. And there'll be commas as appropriate.
Throughout this time, property owners, comma, residents and businesses alike, comma, have been prevented.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good now. I think we're good. I had no idea that we have to actually do the grammar. That's the part that makes me the most nervous. It's like sitting there proofreading over and over again so that you don't have some silly grammatical error in something that obviously Senator Courtney.
Yeah, it's obviously a product of President Courtney.
So if I'm not mistaken, Leonard and High, Representative Fagan, Representative, there's still more things that need to be, we need yet another copy. Is that correct? So thank you.
Thank you. Yes, we do. We
I
need
hope
a
this
final.
Is our last.
What we
okay.
hope it will be our
yeah.
final copy.
Okay.
Thank you,
Rick. For you, since that's the, can I just one time scan it with my eyes from the screen as it is, so we don't have to print it again, just to make sure there's nothing obvious.
And also, if staff has any suggestions of
with this
of words or grammar,
Mr. Chair and Representative Kennemer, would it be helpful if maybe just one time, so in case there's something obvious, I just read it out loud as it's written on the screen? Okay.
Would you care to read it, or do you want the committee administrator to read it?
That would be great. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The statement, as we currently constructed, stands as follows. The Oregon legislature approved ballot measure 93 to allow residents of the city of Damascus to vote on whether or not to disincorporate their city and adjoin unincorporated Clackamas County. Period. New paragraph. More than a decade after initial incorporation, comma, Damascus has not, comma, to date, comma, adopted a comprehensive plan. Period. Throughout this time, property owners, comma, residents, comma, and business owners and businesses alike, comma.
Pause. So I think there should not be a comma after residents, just residents and businesses alike.
Residents and businesses alike, comma, have been prevented from developing their property because of no legal authority through zoning. Period. Additionally, comma, without a comprehensive plan, and with the current residents of this
restraint
with the current restraints of the city charter, comma, Damascus residents are taxed, yet the revenue cannot be authorized to be spent on certain capital projects and other critical services. Period. Some residents have begun the process of disincorporating their properties from the city of Damascus. Period. Others have expressed the desire to do so but are currently legally unable. Period. Others hold out hope for passing a comprehensive plan and fully activating their city. Period. Citizens and property owners currently do not have a solution for these ongoing problems. Period. New paragraph. Without a comprehensive plan for Damascus and its residents, comma, the Oregon legislature determined that the current situation needs to be reevaluated to allow the citizens to decide either to disincorporate or to continue pursuing development of a fully functioning city, period. A yes vote on Measure 93 disincorporates the city and returns the area to Clackamas County's jurisdiction, period. In addition, comma, a yes vote directs the city to pay all outstanding obligations and transfer a limited amount of funds to Clackamas.
So it should be transfers and transfers.
Directs the city to pay all outstanding obligations.
Maybe it's singular. Okay.
You could do it either way.
Okay, so directs the city
to transfer. Transfer or.
Directs the city to pay, transfer. Okay,
I think
it's fine as transfer.
I think you're right. I think it's better as transfer.
No, I think it's good. I think it's right. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so from the beginning of that sentence, in addition, comma, a yes vote directs the city to pay all outstanding obligations and transfer a limited amount of funds to Clackamas County for the continuation of services, comma, and returns any excess city funds to Damascus property tax.
I think there's a redundant and in there. I think it should just be directs the city to pay all outstanding legal obligations, comma, transfer a limited amount of funds to Clackamas County for the continuation services, comma, and return. That should be a singular. Okay. I'm glad we looked over this. Those are basically like three independent clauses. And yeah, county should probably be capitalized.
Thank you. Good catch. Thank you.
So I'll start. I'll read that sentence again. In addition, comma, a yes vote directs the city to pay all outstanding obligations, comma, transfer a limited amount of funds to Clackamas County for the continuation of services, comma, and return any excess city funds to Damascus property taxpayers, period. Given the problems and time involved to date in creating a fully functioning city and the constraints in the city charter that make such action unlikely, comma, the Oregon legislature recommends a yes vote on ballot measure 93, period.
Okay. I'm glad we did that because we definitely would have had one more written draft.
Yes.
Okay, I think, Mr. Chair, I'd suggest that we have another copy made and...
And then hopefully a vote.
And then hopefully we'll be prepared to vote on a final draft.
Okay, so I'm going to offer Representative Fagan, and you have another opportunity here. We have officially had it read into the record by the committee administrator, which I wanted, in view of your interest in having it. Now I'm going to ask you, Representative, would you now like to read it aloud again? Because sometimes, I don't know your learning capacity, by reading a statement, the emphasis on words and punctuation comes to the forefront. And I also offer that opportunity to you. At this time, or do you simply want to go to a hard copy, come back, and one of you two or both of you read it aloud? You don't have to read it aloud, but reading it aloud, you just said, and I think it is a powerful learning tool. Not that you need to learn things. I'm not trying to be, patronize anybody here. I'm just trying to, the technicalities obviously are so important to each of you that I'm offering you the opportunity. You want to read it? Either one of you want to read it word for word aloud now or not?
All I would say is if we're going to read it at all aloud, I'd rather do it still while it's on the screen so we don't do another printed copy.
Let's do it.
All right.
Would you do it?
I will. Thank you,
you
Mr. Chair.
You can do it, too. I'm very patient.
Okay, here we go. Representative Fagan's reading it. The statement in support. The Oregon legislature approved ballot measure 93 to allow residents of the city of Damascus to vote on whether or not to disincorporate their city and rejoin unincorporated Clackamas County, period, new paragraph. More than a decade after initial incorporation, comma, Damascus has not, comma, to date, comma, adopted a comprehensive plan. Throughout this time, property owners, comma, residents and businesses alike, comma, have been prevented from developing their property because of no legal authority through zoning, period. Additionally, comma, without a comprehensive plan and with the current restraints of the city charter, comma, Damascus residents are taxed, yet the revenue cannot be authorized to be spent on certain capital projects and other critical services. Some residents have begun the process of disincorporating their properties from the city of Damascus. Others have expressed the desire to do so, but are currently legally unable. Others hold out hope for passing a comprehensive plan and fully activating their city. Citizens and property owners currently do not have a solution to these ongoing problems, period, new paragraph. Without a comprehensive plan for Damascus and its residents, comma, the Oregon legislature determined that the current situation needs to be reevaluated to allow the citizens to decide either to disincorporate or to continue pursuing development of a fully functioning city. A, quote, yes vote on Measure 93 disincorporates the city and returns the area to Clackamas County's jurisdiction. In addition, comma, a, quote, yes vote directs the city to pay all outstanding obligations, comma, transfer a limited amount of funds to Clackamas County for the continuation of services, comma, and return any excess city funds to Damascus property taxpayers. Given the problems and time involved to date in creating a fully functioning city and the constraints in the city charter that make such action unlikely, comma, the Oregon legislature recommends a yes vote on ballot measure 93.
I would like to think about a change. In line 26,
I would change problems to maybe failure. Just a minute, let's discuss this. Given the failure and time involved to create a fully functioning city and the constraints in the CHISC, I think that would be a better, what do you think? I can live with it either way.
Yeah, I don't know if failure would be the right.
Maybe that's a judgment.
Yeah.
Okay, the problems is more objective. Thank you, that's fair. Two other things. I see spell check is not happy with disincorporating. Is that an issue? Because I think disincorporating is a word we would use. And I don't know what else we could use, and I don't think it's hyphenated. But on line 21, reevaluated, I believe, typically does have a hyphen, and it's also highlighted. Or was. Is it? Wherever.
I think it's either or. I think it can be hyphenated or not, but I don't know.
All I want it to do is be correct, and I frankly don't know.
Very Mr. Donovan, I believe, is checking.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I will Google it right now. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Merriam-Webster online indicates that disincorporate is a verb, so as to deprive of corporate powers, rights, or existence.
Perfect.
Okay.
So we are ready, I believe.
Well, we're looking for reevaluation.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Merriam-Webster online indicates that reevaluate is a verb that is not hyphenated.
Okay.
So I believe now we are ready for Ashley to take her 11th walk.
Okay. Please.
So?
Let me just do one final reading, mm-hmm. please.
Richard, this is actually, never noticed this before. This is actually going on the May ballot. Does that matter? Can we just, it's not going on the November of 16 ballot. It's on the May ballot.
Representative Fagan, Mr. Chair, thank you very much. That doesn't matter. I will say that right now, but that doesn't
not
matter.
Not substantive.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. This, we're going to send this. Right now, the committee has generated, I think, 291 words. And those words will be sent to the Secretary of State on OrStar, and they'll populate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
One more thing, Shamia.
Mm-hmm.
On 27, and the constraints in the city charter that make such action unlikely, I wonder if, since this is a
voter's pamphlet document if it should say, and may make such actions unlikely?
But I think that, or is it, I don't think so, because I think that is why we passed it, right?
This is my view.
Yeah, this is why we passed it, is we think it is unlikely.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
I think so.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt.
No. Can't do that.
Oh, we're not in work session yet, are we?
I just want to make sure. Representative Fagan, are you prepared to vote on this measure, or do you want more drafts, or more document, or more amendments?
I'm prepared to vote, Mr. Chair.
Representative Kenner.
I am too. Thank you, Mr.
Chair. I want to make sure that we reflect that we're opening a work session for purposes of drafting the statement and in support of HOT Measure 93 and voting thereon. So we're in work session. So I want to say two things here that are important for the record. Committee Administrator, be careful, because I want to make this right. For any measure referred to the electors by the Legislative Assembly, an argument prepared by the Legislative Assembly in support of the measure may be printed in the voter's pamphlet, ORS 251.245. Representative Fagan, Representative Kenneman, you do understand that this measure is a measure in support of ballot measure 93.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
And in fact, the document reads statement in support. And I say that because, Representative Kennedy, you made a statement earlier that caught me, that you didn't want language here that was too promotional or something. And I, in view of this statutory language, which I just read to you, I felt it was imperative upon me to make it clear to you, this is a statement in support. It's supposed to be a statement in support. The legislature officially, by vote on the Senate floor, majority vote on the Senate floor, voted to send this to the voters and voted in favor of a yes vote on this. Do you understand that, Representative Canterbury, not to pick on you, but no. You did make statements to that effect, I think, 20 minutes or so ago.
Yeah, and I appreciate you bringing that up, and that's also why I worked to try and moderate the language. I do think we voted for it in significant majority, and I think it is appropriate to indicate why we did that. And I was among those who voted yes.
Okay.
On the other hand, I have maintained as a representative of part of this area that it is not my job to tell people how to do their business. It is their job. And I want to explain why I support this, but they need to make their decision about whether supporting it is in their best interest.
Okay. Representative Fagan, any comments?
Agreed.
Okay. I want to read another statement, Committee Minister Dunham, for the record, so please allow me to do this because you more or less answered it. You have, but I want it an official. The length of an argument may not exceed 325 words, ORS 251.55. What are the number of words in this document? How many, please? I want it on the record. You've already said it, but I want to say it now in view of what I just said.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, 291 words.
Okay, so it complies with the law. Thank you. I'm not trying to be technical. I'm just telling you this is important.
Exactly.
I didn't make this up. All right. Do we have any other comments, Representative Fagan? Do you have any other comments for the record at this time before we take the official vote?
I do not.
Representative Kenner, any official comments before we take the official vote?
No.
All right. Hearing none, I would like to, this should be an official vote. I would like each individual called by name so they can be their vote can be reflected.
Chair, we need a motion.
Excuse me. How could I blow that? Representative Kinnear, I'd like you to make this motion, Representative Fagan, if you
Thank
would.
You.
Me, Representative Kinnear.
Mr. President, I move that we adopt this statement, a legislative statement of support.
Okay, Representative Kinnear.
As we have drafted it.
Senator Kinnear has moved the motion to adopt. Discussion? Representative Fagan, any discussion?
Thank you for the work of the committee and my fellow members, and I support the draft.
Representative Kenner, any discussion?
I concur.
All right. Could we now have a roll call, please?
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Kenner?
Yes.
Senator Courtney?
Yes. The motion has carried passed. Is there anything else for the official record at this time? I do want to thank you, Committee Administrator Donovan and Recording Secretary Ashley, for all your work and your patience as we work through this. It's tedious work, but this is going to go in the voters' pamphlet, which is a sacred document, in my opinion, for the state of Oregon, explaining the action of the legislature and to about a very important topic for the people of Damascus. All right, with that, this committee is officially adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you for your
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you for your
This committee is officially adjourned.